Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May 9th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about today's stay away in Zimbabwe.
It was business as usual in most parts of Zimbabwe for vendors, workers and others in Harare, Bulawayo, Rwanda, and other towns and cities, despite calls by civil society activists and students for a nationwide stay away.
Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, which is among organizations that called for the nationwide stay away, claimed that it was a very big success.
Police were deployed nationwide to maintain law and order at a time local people were expressing dismay over the current transport crisis and the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
The Zimbabwean government, which appears to have been unsettled by the proposed stay away, announced that minibuses will now be allowed to operate in the country. The Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, or ZUPCO, had become the only public transport entity in Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, 4-H Zimbabwe, a non-governmental organization, convened a youth conference in Harare today to map the way forward for the country. A representative of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission attended the highly charged meeting.
They were very much of a Zulu Ninja and Lapid Kona and the Zoka Zumtrava SGNAO. Sometimes again, Stangla Konoko and Zagalis Bapwe. Since we look to Pelabo when Japan to Kalale, Umsevezi, Veskalis in Jenny, being as we look to over a crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, Abafundi, Abma Coalition, HNAO, Abamele Zimbabwe National Students Union, a Bebetege Kalalim Service, Veskalis in Kaya. Ngoba bekungela imota kumbe ngithi amabhaso okugada amakhombi lokunye njalo lokuthi ke umnotho welizwe kawuthuthuki ngemfanelo bebekhala okunye okumangalisayo kodwa ke imbiko esitholayo lapha yokuthi abantu bahambile emsebenzini abanengi singathi ke abanengi bangkhona kukhanyazana abantu abazisebenzayo so bahambile ke bazisebenza emadolobheni bethengisa ke impahla etshiyeneyo bekwenza nje konke lokhu bakwenza ngesikhathi umnotho welizwe kanye kukudika kunye okumangalisayo. Nasikhangela kathesi isisindo seZimbabwe bond kumbe ngithi Zimbabwe dollar sikuba yi-1 to 400 ku-black market futhi kusithi-ke lokho okufunwa nguhulumende kungani nje kuyingxenye yakho nokho. So ke abantu abaningi bathi hayi abasenelisi ukuziphilisa kwale Zimbabwe. So ngakho ke bekhulume kathi kumele phela namhlanje abantu bavezi ukuzonda kwabo ngokungayi emsebenzini ukuzihlalela ngkhaya ezinto ezinjalo. So kutheke kuphubilanga namhlanje kugcwele amapholisa amavela sindawo yonke amapholisa abevele enyakaza esenzela ukuthi abantu bengenzi khonokho abafuna ukukwenza. So sikhuluma nje ke kulabanye esizokuthiwa ke bayithuselwe ngamapholisa besedorobheni leHarare besukuba labanye ke kobulawayo kodwa asikezwa ukuthi kulabantu ababotshiweyo. Esikuzwileyo njalo yokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi amakhombi sengayo kuyenelisa ukuthi asebenze khona bemgwaqweni. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwavalwa lokhu ngesikhathi kushaya phela i-COVID-19 kwathiwa ke phela kumele kube le social distancing lokunye ngakho kwizubuko yiyo esiyabe sizibambe esidukwini abantu bonke sokumele babe ngaphansi kwezubuko kodwa kukhanya kuyehlule mavelasi kuyehlule sibili lokhu ngoba even le nkokeli ezijeneyo ezinjenge-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana uChamisa labanye bathi hayi okweZimbabwe lokhu sokufuna imithandazo njalo sokufuna ukuthi kulungise ilizwe kususwe uhulumende likamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ngesikhathi sifanayo-ke sibona ukuthi kulo mhlangano wenziwe inhlanganiso ye-4H ehlanganisa abantu be-CCC abantu be-ZANU-P F lamanye amabandla bekhuluma ngokuthi kumele kwenziweni kuya phambili ngodaba lolu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha kakhulu abanye bathi basavoti abanye bathi bayavota abanye njalo bathi vele akusancedi ukuthi kuvotwe eZimbabwe. So kunjalo ke mavulasi.
Ayi watina kuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemusi wemuvhuro May 9. Nasi chenge tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panguva iyo panga pakatarisirwa kuti pave nekugara kumba senzira yekuratidzira kusafara kuri kuita vanhu munyika pamusoro pekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu. uyezve panyaya zvakare yekuti hapana chekufambisa. Asi tazoona nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachizivisa ivo kuti makombi achange akudzoka mumigwagwa nekuti vazhinji vanga vari kuti mabhazi ezupko haasi kuvakwanira vanhu vanga vari kutora nguva yakareba vakamirira kuti vaende kumba kana kuenda kumabasa. Tichange tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika parizvino apo nhasi taona mapato akazvimirira uyezve mabato rezanupf mapato ecc nemamwewo mapato vachiita ivo musangano pasi peimwe kambani inonzi 4h yanga iri kuwanikwa iyo ichikurudzira vechidiki kuti vakwanise kunge vachiyanana kwete kuti varwisane panguva yesarudzo kana sarudzo dzisati dzaitwa. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zvabuda kubva kumusangano uyu. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti mamwewo nyaya iyo yekuti vanhu vagare kudzimba vamwe vari kuti haina kubudirira asi tinoona mamwe mapato akazvimirira seCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vari kuti zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka semaonero avaita. Saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kutarisa kuti zviri kubatsira here kuti vanhu vasawanikwe ivo vachienda kumabasa vachiita iyo iri kunzi shutdown parizvino.
Yes, marvelous. We have seen the Zimbabwe Passenger Transport Organization saying, you know, it is very happy with what the government did instead of by liberalizing the public transport sector. So the government actually announced that, you know, some buses will be imported duty-free. And they're saying this move is very good because at the end of the day, they want to have businesses that are competing instead of having Zupco as a monopoly. So they are saying the government is actually doing the right thing here. So on Saturday, President Mnangagwa announced the lifting of a ban on private players in the public sector, marvelous, with the operators set to benefit from this duty-free importation scheme for buses. So this is valid for 1 year. So there's a lot that has happened in the past 2 days as Zupco had that kind of monopoly. But now it seems as if the government is actually giving in to people's demands. So now we've got Jacob Ngaruvume of the Transform Zimbabwe Party, who is actually talking about what people should do in order to fight for themselves. Here he comes.
Our economy is crumbling, and the government seems to have no idea of how to deal with it. The prices are skyrocketing. Life is getting so hard for ordinary citizens. But guess what? Hard-working women and the rest of citizens have continued to persevere and work really hard to bring food on the table without the support of the government, which they must be doing. The situation has continued to deteriorate. Look at what is happening in the exchange rate. Look at the fees for colleges and students. Look at the harassment of journalists that is going on. You know, the arrest of journalists and the harassment of citizens every day. So the regime's response to the troubles and what is happening in this country is more repression. But there comes a time that citizens need to draw a line. And I believe the time is now. There's no better time for us as citizens to come together and say, enough is enough. We are guaranteed rights by our constitution to protest, to speak out, to make sure that we build a nation that we are happy with. And there's no better time than now. Let us come together and fight for electoral reforms. Let us come together and stand up to the deterioration of the economic situation in this country. We can't leave it until it is like the, in 2008. Already we are going beyond 2008. This is time for us to come together and say enough is enough. Let's force this regime to act. Let's force the regime to stand up and realize that what they are doing is wrong. And it takes you and I as citizens of this country. We can come together and speak out against that which is happening. Come together and believe the time is now. Against that which is happening. And I believe the time is now.
That is Mr. Jacob Ngaruvume of Transform Zimbabwe. He says time is now. So, okay, marvelous. Let's go back to Jacob. So,
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa vajacob ngaribvume ve transform Zimbabwe vachitaura ivo mafungiro avo vachiti zvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa pari zvino nechimbi chimbi kwete kuti vanhu vamirire ese zvavari kutaura kuti zvatakaona zvichimboitika munguva yapfuura kuti pakawanikwa pachiitwa sarudzo pasati paine mareforms saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvavari kuti zvinhu zvinofanira kubva muvanhu kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe nehurumende.
Yes, so I think we are waiting for some guests. I think we've got our first guest. We can introduce him. Marvelous. Go ahead.
Aiwa Tavatara Tsikwa, Navatawanda Jokora, the Battery Citizens Coalition for Change. Tok Chingamiza, Nemufaro, Panapashirongwa Chedu.
Tinotenda, Tete Marvelous, Mkoma Gift, Tinotenda Nekutipa Mukana, Tinotenda Muria Zimbabwe, Akatere.
Tinoona manga muri kuwanikwa imi nemusi wechina muchikurudzira kuti vanhu vagare mudzimba asi tikunzwawo kune mazuva ari kubva ikoko kuzimbabwe kuti vamwe vabuda vachienda kumabasa asiwo mamwe masangano akadai secrisis in zimbabwe coalition vari kuti chirongwa ichabudirira imi munoona sei sebato recitizens coalition for change.
Chekutanga tinoda kutenda vana vedu vechikoro vana vezinasu vakatanga nenyaya iyi ndo vakaita nhanganyaya panyaya yekuti vanhu vasaende kumabasa nhasi saka tinoda kuvatenda vakomana nevasikana vezinasu nyaya yakatangira panyaya yemaschool fees kuti maschool fees anga achikwira zvisina mukara akamboona asi yakazopedzisira yabatanidzirawo zvose zviri kutambudza vana vezimbabwe nevanhu vakuru nevashandi nechii kusvika mapato ese apindira ivana coalition crisis asi zvinhu zvakatangira kuvana vechikoro saka tinofara kuti nhasi vanhu vateerera zvakataurwa nevana vari kunyanya kutambudzwa vanhu vamwe vaenda kumabasa asi uruzhinji sekuona kwedu havana kuenda kumabasa saka kwatiri isu zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka urongwa uyu hwafamba zvakanaka ndo zvinofanirwa kuitika kuti kana munyika vanhu vasiri kufara vane kodzero yekuti vapinde mumugwagwa kana kuti varegedze kuenda kumabasa kuti hurumende ivanzwe hurumende ivateerere it's our constitutional right it's enshrined in section 59 of our constitution that if you have grievances that you have that a government is failing to address as Emmerson Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF government have been failing. We have a right to protest. We have a right to go in the streets and express our opinions. And that's exactly what happened today. It was not a street protest, but people just decided to stay at home, just to let the government know that they are not happy with what is going on in Zimbabwe.
So is this strategy workable, Mr. Sokora, taking into account that the majority of people could be vendors, you know, people that are doing their own business? So is this workable?
It is workable. You know, democracy is not cheap. Freedom is not cheap. And getting your rights exercised is also not cheap. Sometimes you have to lose something. And yes, we understand that people may lose an income, you know, for one day, but it's better to lose an income for one day than to continue to wallow, you know, under poverty in the manner that we are doing as Zimbabweans. You can also see that this actually helped because the government has given in on the issue of transport. You know, if you just Google, on July 26, July Moyo, the Minister of Local Government, declared that the government was never going to give up on the ZUPCO monopoly. But just you know, a few days or a few weeks down the line, today they announced that that monopoly was going away because the issue of transport was also another issue that the students were trying to address because the students are not only being affected by the issue of school fees. They also have to get into buses so that they get to school. Their parents are also affected. So this issue was roped in, and it was one of the demands. And you also know that the ZCTU made that demand on the 1st of May. And now we are seeing that the government has given in. So pressure works. If people come together, if citizens come together and they do what they have to do, like what they did today, it works. So now we are going to see private operators being allowed to come in our transport section, something that CCC has been calling and advising the government to do. And the students also called on that. Workers' movements also called on that and condemned the senseless move by ZANU-PF to give monopoly to only a few individuals. So, yes, people may lose income for one day, but in the long run, it helps. So this stairway also helped in putting pressure on the government.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line. We've got
Lawrence Mate, who is one of the people following this live broadcast, who's saying that protest is the only way election, and also elections with no reforms is another thing. We had there Mr. Ngari Vumi of Transform Zimbabwe also calling for these reforms. What are you doing as CCC to call for election reform?
Yes, this is the top of the agenda. On CCC, we have called upon the government to enact electoral reforms, and we have produced the papers that have been presented in Parliament. We have documents that we have presented to the people of Zimbabwe, and we will continue to put pressure on the government to ensure that they enact electoral reforms. And as you know, we go into elections, yes, but we have always stated that we are going into these elections under protest because the playing field is not level. So we'll continue to call for the reform in our media, in the media, so that everyone is who is in politics, who is a political party, can go to ZBC, can go to ZTV and talk. This is not the situation. We are seeing only ZANU-PF. We are seeing only Emmerson Mnangagwa being allowed to be on those public broadcasters. So those are some of the reforms that will continue to talk about the issue of ZEC, that ZEC must be disbanded, that ZEC must be a free and fair referee. So we'll continue to work with citizens, talk to citizens, and if need be, get in the streets and demand the reforms. And you will see as we go into 2023 or towards 2023 that more pressure is going to be put on the government and on ZEC to ensure that we have reforms before 2023.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tsokora. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube. He's a political commentator based in Johannesburg, very independent. Maybe Mr. Ngulube has joined another party, but the Ngulube that I know appears to be very independent. Welcome to this program, sir.
Apparently, Mr. Tube, I haven't joined any party today.
Okay, wonderful. So, what is Baba Ngulube in Akonoko, what you may wish to Zimbabwe? I want to go to the government to be Kalalum Serezi, Miss Kalazakaya, Ubenjalo, Sloba Walapa, Utanda Sokora, OSCC. Kuti ayikhambe kuhle khona kwabakwenzileyo loba nje sizwile ukuthi abantu bazihambele emsebenzini yabo okanye ama-vendors kuphela bazisebenzi ubona njani konke lapho
hayi kuthi sengijoyine late njengoba wathi bengizama ukulandela ngingakhonekthi kuhle yabe ngifisa ukuthi imbezo labakhulumileyo but eqinisweni khonoko owenzakeleyo vele yikho esikulindeleyo kithi siyayazi i-system yakithi izanu phela kudala ifunda abantu ifunda yafunda kubo zambia ukuthi izambia ukuze uhulumende akukhitshwe wakhitshwa yena fena eyayifonywe ngama-workers union wafunda ama-neighboring countries kuwonke ama-political parties aye ababelawo empini ukuthi aphuma njani embusweni so izanu iyafunda ilungise so i-government of the day ihlakaniphile ezimbabwe ezimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi akusela msebenzi abantu abalutsha osebenzayo abalutshwana ngabantu abaku-government and abaku-critical society ye-government ku-security abanjengamasosha lamapholisa lama-gadget and then kuye kuba lama-teacher and the other group ama-civil servants ama-teachers siyakwazi ukuthi kutsho kwa-rotator bathumela inafene bi rotate kuti vapiwe warning kuti muto ngabuya ngemsebenzini ama supervisor ayo to check of them ama civil servants ko so siyawazi ukukhonkana vele sokuthi kwathi I majority yama workers eZimbabwe vele kusho ukuthi azahamba emsebenzini lobe sithanda lobe ngathandi ende siyakwazi abantu eZimbabwe abaningi bazisebenza abasebenza ukuthengisa benzani so umuntu osebenza ngaze akayekele ukusebenzini yela ngelodwa ekwazi ukuthi idola leli anamela lizuze lizawenza umehluko ku family yakhe so hayi vele ukuthi abantu ukuthi stay away layo ama opposition asekwazi ukubona bengahambi phambili siyakwazi ukuthi ngama early 90s ngama late 90s vele kufonywa kwe opposition e strong e MDC yafonywa ngama stay away so government yafunda okuningi ma stay away yikho ngasawanika chance siyabona izolo sibonina ama soldiers ama police engena siyakwazi ama support unit umsebenzi wa so vele hayi bengala chance so labo opposition bangathi celebrate but there's nothing to celebrate but at the same time we're not expecting anything vele ukuthi kwenzakale something.
Yes, I think it's what Mr. Ngulube is saying. That, you know, it was expected that a few people will hit the call because the majority of people are self-employed. So at the end of the day, we have Mr. Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF is based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. Welcome, our listeners.
Thank you very much. So the stay away. That was a stay away, or it was not a stay away at all. So, can we have your take on that?
Yeah, actually, the Zimbabweans are grown up now. They know the stay away was not to benefit anybody, but the civic organizations who are paid for doing stay aways, who are actually paid for trying to do down the economy of Zimbabwe, to destroy. This is typically a sabotage on our economy. You cannot stay away from your employment. You cannot stay away from your business. We know that over 40% of Zimbabweans are self-employed. If you stay away from your own business, nobody, your debts don't stay away. Your bills don't stay away. So people know that this is a waste of time. And as you could have noticed, the stay away was simply meant for rather to expound the purpose of the civic organizations to get their dosage of sponsorship from other people. This has nothing to do with the government. The government simply said to people, you have to come back. You have to come to work. We have to increase buses. As of today, every bus which goes to the rural areas will first take people to their homes and people from their homes to town. And then that will be happening every day until we sort out the issue for transport problems. So this stay away, really, you cannot, when you know that Zimbabwean economy is in a precarious position at the moment, you don't add salt to a wound. You don't add injury to an injured economy already, because stay away affects the economy, affects the country, and affects you. And unfortunately, what people did not understand is those who were calling for a stay away in Tasa and these crisis in Zimbabwe coalition, they are at work. When you go or stay away, that is their job, to make the country ungovernable. They are at work. So they are at work managing your unemployment. They are at work managing you staying at home. They are at work while you're at home. At the end of the stay away, they get a bonus, they get a lot of monies, they get a lot of funds. Yes.
But let's face it here. There is a crisis. There is definitely a crisis, a transport crisis. And that's why the government actually succumbed to pressure to say, we're operating the transport industry to everyone. Because the Zupcom monopoly had actually failed. Let's address that in a minute, Mr. Vaza, then we proceed.
There is a problem in transport sector. We agree to that. And the government had seen it. That's why the president had said, from now on, any bus which is permitted to drive on the road should take people to their places first. Zupcom's monopoly has temporarily been suspended. And this has nothing to do with the stay away. That was on the plan.
But then the problem here, Mr. Professor, is this. Why is the government so interested in telling a person to board a Zuko bus or to do this and that concerning these buses and so forth. Is it not the government's duty to create a conducive environment for operating in the transport sector instead of the government saying, okay, get a kukura kurelwa there, it is going to take you home? Is that the duty of the government, really?
It is the government to provide transport to people. So by providing or resuscitating SUPCO, it was the way of providing transport to people. And again, it's not Zimbabwe only. You look in every developed country, you don't have different types of bus companies. A certain area is serviced by a certain bus company or train company. It's not any train company, any route. So the government gives routes. Now, this is the position. There has been a problem with SUPCO. Why? Because our buses are not enough. That's why the government says, look, as much as we want SUPCO to monopolize, we cannot take many people home. So we need to increase the buses. Yes, there's been a problem in the transport sector, and it is now being sorted out. That's why every other bus is allowed to take people. You can agree with me, Gibbs, and even Sebrujo Kwaradze can agree with me, that the combis were a hazard, and they are still a hazard. To the people of Zimbabwe. In most countries, except very few, combis have been scrapped off the road because they are supposed to carry 18 people, they carry 20, 25, and they speed too much. Those cars, they are meant for speeding. They are meant for not for people. And drivers speed like mad. And you will see that Zimbabwe had over 1,000 deaths from the combis every year, which is quite high. And then the only way to stop it, the only way to stop the combi deaths is to stop them from operating in these roads. And you see, the problem is that people are dying in towns. It's very rare for having an accident where you kill 5-7 people in towns.
Yes, we really understand you. Mr. Tokora, can you chip in there? I think you're hearing exactly what Dr. Mabaza is saying. Just briefly, then you go to Mr. Ngulube. Go ahead, sir.
No, it's a good thing that Dr. Mabaza is agreeing with all Zimbabweans and all of us that we have a crisis in our transport sector. But you should also know that we do not only have a crisis in the transport sector, we have a crisis in our health sector, we have a crisis in education, and that's the reason why students called for this stay away. We have an even bigger crisis with our economy. So in short, we can say Zimbabwe is a country in a crisis. Zimbabwe is a crisis itself. And with regards to what the government has done, I don't know if he can respond to what Mr. Minister July Moyo said on the 26th of April. He declared that the government was never going to relent. The government was going to keep the monopoly in SUPCO. Today, a few days after the students declared that they were going to push on with stairways, the crisis came in. ZCTU also came in and said that monopoly must go. The monopoly has been removed. The monopoly has gone.
So, Mr. Tokora, what is your alternative in terms of what has to happen in Zimbabwe? Because at the end of the day, people will say Mr. Tokora is just talking. He's talking and talking and endlessly, you know?
No. The alternative is there. Our Secretary for Transport laid it out. We even made proposals that private operators should be allowed. Not only that, even city councils must be allowed to provide transport. Why should not Bulawayo City Council or Gweru City Council or Kweke City Council be allowed to run their own buses, or their own combis and ensure that We have transport to the people. We give transport to the people. It's called opening up the transport sector. And it happens everywhere. Even here in the United States of America, you see...
I think it's getting cut off the marvelous. Can you chip in?
Kwavari
excuse wekuti dai iwo bato ravo riro riri kutonga zvii zvavaiita hazvi kugadzirisa dambudziko ratirikuona riri munyika pari zvino.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sike sizwe ke ubaba Ngulube ukuthi ngikuzwile ubaba Ngulube laphana you were not agreeing with what Dr. Mabaso was saying. Akutsho sibili wena ukuthi wena ngumbono wakho ubona
ngaibabasube kule nto eziningi ezikhulunywa ngubaba Luana. Okokuqala uyavuma ukuthi sine-problem eZimbabwe, but into angayikhulumiyo ukuthi sine-many made problem. I-problem eyadalwa ngumuntu, umuntu owadala i-problem leyo nguhulumende weZimbabwe owavala imvumo zama-private i-transport companies ukuthi asebenze. Wathi sokusebenza uZuphu, uZuphu esimaziyo ukuthi kala mabhasi, abantu abakwaziyo uZuphu amabhasi aphela ngama-late 90s. UZuphu ubela amabhasi akhe from ZOC to uZuphu ubela amabhasi akhe waphela amabhasi. Uhulumeni sethathela abantu amabhasi athi hayi into zabathi ziregiste, uZuphu awaregistanga, uZuphu abasebenzi. Njalo kubabala ukuthi amabhasi ama-taxi they are health hazards, but they are health hazards but asebenza under Zuko. They are not hazards, wona asebenza under Zuko njengawathi amabhasi wonke ama-taxi wonke angene kuZuko. Ayihazard vele esilayo ngumgwaqo eZimbabwe, asinamgwaqo. Nxa sinamapholisa amonitor abantu ukuthi bathwala njani, amakhombi kawathwala abantu njengoba naye vele ethwala. Inkinga yadwala nguhulumende. Njalo ubaba lo ukhuluma ngama-developed countries, iZimbabwe so far ungaza kuyithi ngathi ama-developed countries. IZimbabwe even Southern Africa you can't compare labo-South Africa labo-Botswana, but balamakhombi e-South Africa labo-Botswana and then uhulumende ila amabhasi. EZimbabwe sinasile-rail line esebenzayo, khathesi asila-rail line esebenzayo, asilazitimela. Just into ezilula, ibhasi ka-ZOC yaphele kahulumende, isitimela sikahulumende saphela. So uhulumende sefuna ukuthatha over izimota zabantu azicontrol. Uhulumende kafaka amathenga amabhasi, no one is against ukuthi uhulumende athenga amabhasi. Athenga amabhasi afake kube yi-competition, abantu babe ne-choice. Ayekele abantu bama-private transport babe la abama-transport. Yena okwakhe afake umthetho amapholisa bophe umuntu othwele more than inumber evunyelwayo. Kuphela alungise imigwaqo i-transport ihambe. Asifuni ukukhuluma nge-economy, asikhulumeni nge-transport kuphela yona elidalwe nguhulumende kusona sisikhathi kusukela 2020 kusize efika namhlanje. Umbona uhulumende abantu sebefika emsebenzini, bavuka emsebenzini ngo-4 bayefika ezindlini ngo-9. Kwakungekho lokhu kula makhombi. Amakhombi ka-register ku-city council njengoba naye vele register, kube nama-association amakhombi, abantu bazithena amakhombi abo. Uhulumende okwakhe afaka amapholisa omgwaqo njengoba naye vele khona nama-VID njengoba naye vele khona. Ukuthi umgwaqo ilizwe lisebenze liye phambili. Lokhu kwenziwe ngabomo uhulumende. Kufana lokuthi kuhamba igesi nxa isibuya sesiba ngumsindo sithi woye, ibe vele ihambelene ekuqaliseni. Indaba yamakhombi yenze ngabomo sesijabule ngani uhulumende sesekhipha imonopoli, ube vele ifakelene ekuqaliseni, besikhona isidingo na.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. So what Mr. Ngulube is basically saying is that the government should actually improve the transport sector and concentrate on maybe, you know, creating roads and other things and make sure that the transport sector works, Dr. Mavas. So, but at the end of the day, I think the question remains, what's the way forward? Because people still want to come back and say, okay, we wanted to protest, we wanted to do this and that, but at the end of the day, we didn't manage to achieve certain goals. So what's the way forward, Dr. Mavas?
The way forward is exactly as the government has said. We are looking into the issue of the transport problems. We are having some new buses coming. Probably by next week, we are having around 100, 200 buses coming again from Belarus, which have been already paid for. And when the buses come, we are trying to find a way of cooperating and co-opting some other buses into Zupco, as we have been doing to assist. And again, the idea that when there's a problem, we must finish it by bringing in combis, Michova, like Gulube is saying, it is pure madness. We cannot sort out a problem by bringing a problem on the street. We cannot simply tell people how many people they carry in the bus. They know it already, but they always overload. And when they are stopped by the police, they always complain. We are saying here, the transport system in Zimbabwe, yes, Zupco has failed because there are too many people. Whoever does their strategy has failed. and they need some help. Again, when Minister July Moyo said we will not relent on the monopoly of ZUPCO, it has not been that we have relented. It does not mean that we are fighting people about and making ZUPCO alone. We are simply wanting things which are better for the people of Zimbabwe. So if we see that this is not good, we try to change it and do it and adapt to a situation which is beneficial to the Zimbabweans, beneficial to the individual Zimbabweans in the country. This is nothing to do with politics. It's just a problem, a traffic problem, which we are covering as a country. So the first step was done today. The buses are now allowed to carry people, even if they are not under ZUPCO, which is a good thing. And while they are sorting out new buses and the other modalities of how to work and how to solve these problems, not only in Harare, all the towns. In the meantime, we are going to co-opt other buses to come in and help, which is already in process. And today, as you can see, you can ask from the people on the ground, the situation has been very good on people going back home and coming back today. And we want to thank Zimbabweans, actually, before you cut me off, for not listening to these messages of distraction from the coalition, the Zinasu, the Jokoras, all those people of the earth who are meant to destroy the economy of Zimbabwe. We want to thank Zimbabweans for knowing that Zimbabwe does not need these stairways, does not need the gurus of the world to destroy it. The country is built by its owners. And this is what the Zimbabweans have shown today, that we are Zimbabweans, we are united. Even though they can vote for anything else, but when it comes to the economy, they come together, support the government, support the country. And here we are today. They failed in their measures trying to destroy the country economically.
Thank you. Marvelous, you can chip in there.
Pana Wilson Tize, anyora panapa, arikuona program, arikuti, haitete, the combis are not hazardous, but the road infrastructure is hazardous, and as well as the corruption within the Second Republic. Choda kunzwa kubwa kuna Dr. Mavaza kanavariko, kutini mnuna sayi shuta urwa, ishi mterira arikuti, aiwa, makomba asiriwo ane problem. Chine problem inyaya yekuti migwagwa haina kunyatsogadzirwa zvakanaka, uyezve pane hole pane vari kumhanyisa nyaya iyi yezviri kuitika munyika parizvino.
Zvakanaka, vatidze havasi kunyatsonzwisisa zviri kuitika munyika parizvino. Makombi ane dambudziko rekuti anomhanya zvakanyanyisa, uyezve ndiwo ane dambudziko guru retsaona mukati memigwagwa. Migwagwa yemumadhorobha yakagadzirwa, imwe yake iri kugadzirwa, haina kushata zvekukodzera tsaona. Tsaona dziri kukonzerwa nenyaya yekuti vanhu vanenge vachinyanya kumhanya mumigwagwa, vamwe vachida kutiza mapurisa. Mapurisa anoda kunyatsoongorora kuti kombi yako inofanirwa kupinda mumugwagwa here, asi vatyairi vemakombi vanowanika vari kupinda nenzira dzisingabvumirwi. Iri nyaya yekuda kutiza mapurisa, vobva vaita tsaona. Chepiri, tinoona kuti nyaya yeuori haina chainokuwadza pakombi. Uori hwakaipa, hatimbofa takawirana nawo, ende hurumende iri kuedza kubata vanoita uori. Asi chatinoona ndechekuti uori hunozokuwadza kana kombi yaregedzwa ichipinda isina kufanira kunge iri pamugwagwa, nekuda kwekuti mupurisa apiwa mari. Mapurisa ari kuta hurumende iri kuongorora izvozvo, vezake vari kuongorora izvozvo, ende gore rino iri roga kusvika panapa tine mapurisa akawanda anopfuura zana akasungwa nenyaya yeuori mumugwagwa. Saka yes, zviri kugadziriswa nenyaya yeuori. Hatingambosimuka nhasi tichiti zvinhu iri zvakanaka. Migwagwa yedu iri kugadziriswa, haina kunaka, yakaurayiwa nenhunzva tunzva dzeMDC neCCC dziri mumakanzuru dzisina kugadzira nyika yedu zvakanaka. Saka migwagwa yedu yakaurayiwa, asi takutoigadzira. Hurumende yatopindira kuti tigadzire migwagwa yemumadhorobha, nekuti nharaunda dzakauraya migwagwa yedu dzadzokera futi macouncil positions. Asi iko zvino izvi hurumende iri kutora chindano chekugadzira migwagwa yoga yozotaura nekanzuro paapaya, nekuti takada kutedzera veCCC vanouraya migwagwa kuti vagozotendeuka mangwana votsvinyira hurumende kuti ndoine migwagwa yakafa, asi variwo vari kutonga mumadhorobha. Saka migwagwa yemumadhorobha irikugadziriswa ende yakagadziswa mizhinji ende chepira handi yorukonzera tsaona tsaona zvirikonzera nekumhanya nekutiza neumbimbi ndoga vachikairi
nemakombi
ende uyezve sezvanambotaura zviya mukaona matsaona mazhinji emakombi from the statistics makombi anenge aita tsaona munharaunda kana kuti munzvimbo yemadhorobha mashoma shoma anoita tsaona mumahighway mashoma shoma saka mazhinji anoita mumadhorobha which means kuti negligence it is very serious.
Thank you Dr. Mavazo. Come back to you. Let's get a caller here. We've got to Ubongani Ncube. Ubongani Ncube, siyabonga lokhelwa.
Siyaphila linjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Wena njani khona ukwenzakale eHarare namhlanje? Akobulawa nezinye indawo
ngoku
khonoku ke okade kumele kube ne-stairway.
I-stairway besi-right. Abantu beZimbabwe ikakhulu siyahlupheka but indlela ye-stairway angiboni ukuthi iyengalungisa izinto. Abantu kumele siproteste, into kumele siyenze, sibe straight, send a strong message to government. I-government le very dangerous le. And akulanto abayivumayo uma kuthi bavemoshile. Akula bebadala bengaka, ababoni ukuthi ngesikhathi besiyalwisana lo Smith babe njengathi. And into abayenza I think they are waging a revolutionary. And asingeke sihlale sithuli. Sasibe saba kudala and okwamanje bona izolo kuthe ku-announcewa le nto le maybe abanye sebebotshiwe so ukubonisa ukuthi i-government le even ingamosha ikhombela umunwe kuma MPs e-MDC i-CC ayina na 2 months sebekhombela i-CC engakasebenzi ludo even namakansela e-CC akasebenzi ludo le i-government esinayo i-very dangerous bafuna ukufaka amazupu I think a-benefit i-government. Thina uma kukuthi ngizithengele yami ikhombi kutsho ukuthi mina vele angisavunyeli ukuba nemali elizweni kumele ukuthi kube ngabantu be-ZANU-PF abathola imali which is very dangerous into abayenzayo nale and benanzelele into abayenzayo ukuthi sasa abanye bazobalekela izweni njengabanye baba baku-exile into kumele bayinanzelele kumele bephathe ama-citizen kahle and siyabonga kubantu beZimbabwe abanye abalandele i-stairway zona lesi because akunancedo sibalekela kwamanye amazwe sibulawa njengenyoni manje nampa abantu beZANU-PF abantu abadala abanamhloni ukuthi bakhulume iqiniso babuye ebantwini bathi hayi izinto azimanga kahle sicelani isincedisane abakwazi bona bakhombela abanye imini
kumele kwenziweni ncube ukuthi kulungiswe lokho kumele kwenziweni.
Ukulungisa ukuthi sikhuphe iZANU-PF into okumele siyilungise ukuthi siyikhuphe singabafihle sibatshele iqiniso bayehlulekile. Upresident ngangumuntu olozwelo nabantu ngawe uyabuya ebantwini but wehlulekile. Uma kumehlula ukuthi lizweleli liye phambili abantu baphile kahle. Ukuresigna kungcono kwamanye amazwe bayaresign umuntu uma esehlulekile. Plus upresident I think yena uright unama advisors are wrong totally. Kunabantu abangathanda abantu. Into okumele siyinanzele thina singabantwana beZimbabwe esinje.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sithole ubambe lapho Ncube ungayikatshana. So let's bring in Mr. Mavaza. Let me see. Yes. So Mr. Sobora. So I think we have been hearing what Mr. Ncube said and what Mr. Mavaza and Mr. Ngulube were saying. So at the end of the day, let's be honest here. What's the way forward?
The way forward yanyatotaurwa nemazo na Mr. Ncube. The only way is for Zimbabweans to come together, to unite. All of us, we go and register to vote, and we go and vote ZANU-PF out. Because the people of Zimbabwe know the person, the people that have caused this suffering. Vana veZimbabwe vari kuona kuti ari kuita kuti zvipatara zviparare ndiani. Ari kuita kuti musave nemishonga muzvipatara ndiani aita kuti maroads ave makoronga ndiani ari kuita kuti vana vedu vasaende kuzvikoro ndiani vana veZimbabwe vari kuzviona zvose izvozvo kuti zvakamira kuseri kweZANU-PF saka vana veZimbabwe vari kuzviona ndosaka muri kuona ipapa musi wa 26 March vanhu vakavhota zvine mutsindo vakadzosera macancellors avo nemamembers of parliament avo zuro rino iri musi wa 7 vakavhota zvakare zvine mutsindo out of 8 ma councillors vose ve 7 ve TCC vakadzorerwa nekuti vanhu vari kuzviona kuti ava ndo vanhu vanokwanisa kuunza shanduko muZimbabwe. ZANU-PF yakoniwa, takaipa mukana, yakapiwa mukana makore akawanda, asi kuburikidza nenyaya yehuori nyika yedu yaparara, hakusisina chinoshanda muZimbabwe. Pese payangopinda hurumende panosara pave manyama amire nerongo. Makaona ipapa apa pavakapinda vachiti zupko ngaiite, hurumende ngaigadzirise nyaya yetransport. Yakakoniwa zvakanyanyisa kusvikira apa vana vechikoro vataura kuti aiwa ngatichipindai mumugwagwa kana kuti ngatigarei kudzimba tione kuti hurumende iyi ingagadzirise zvinhu here. Ende zvechokwadiwo nepuresha yaiswa nevana vechikoro, nepuresha yaiswa nezctu nevana vese veZimbabwe, macitizens vese veZimbabwe, taona nhasi hurumende ichitaura kuti vanhu ngavachipinda vakwanise kuoperata motokari dzavo. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichitoitwa izvozvi. Asi sekupindura mubvunzo wenyu, in short, tinofanira kungoti tivote zvine mutsindo, tobvisa ZANU-PF ndokuti upenyu hwedu hunwe nepfundutso, toisa hurumende inotungamirwa nemunhu anoda vanhu, anoziva zvinoda vanhu, anoteerera vanhu, President Nelson Chamisa, TCC leadership, tiwane pfundutso muZimbabwe.
We're hearing the Dr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF alleging that the CCC, who are now leading the councils, have failed. He's saying that that's why the roads are bad in the cities. What's your position regarding that?
That's exactly a question that the citizens of Zimbabwe have answered. The fact that they are voting the councillors back, they understand, no, that means that they understand the problem. They know that that the government, through the Minister of our Local Government, have taken all powers and have taken all income that is supposed to be going to the councils. It's now going to government coffers, and the councils have to apply to get that money from the Minister of Local Government. And the Minister of Local Government continually refuses to remit the money that citizens and ratepayers would have paid to them. So at the end of the day, we end up with councils that do not have income, that do not have money to ensure that they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. Emmerson Mnangagwa has made July Moyo, you know, the mayor of mayors. He is now in charge of everything. And they do that so that the people of Zimbabwe will end up blaming city councils. But the city, the people of Zimbabwe are wiser. They know who is causing all these problems.
Thank you very much. So at the end of the day, I think we always have citizens that come here in this platform to say what they want, which is a kind of a good way on our side to show that we don't take any sides. So now let's bring in Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube is very independent. He has been listening to what you guys have been saying. Baba Ngulube, chip in there.
Hi. Vabuti okala mfuno kuti singavai pambiri yona ari into yestrike kutwa ikona mina mbone ngani achivile something into yenzileyo vakhulumende simbonile izolo wese faki security kuti ama private companies azangena ku transport industry simbonile faka ama police ema drobheni kuti kuti ngenye indlela uyizwile noma abantu bengaphuma kodwa akukhona akuzwileni okwesibili ngifuna kuti ubaba lo bethi yena ayitransport amakhomba abulala abantu amakhomba athwala kakhulu but why bengavalanga amakhomba abavalanga phela amakhombi bawathethe labo driver babo labo conductor bathi ka register ku Zupco okwabo ba control emalini ukuthi imali sebeza ithola through Zupco abasoze ukuzicharge imali yabo. So issue yokuthi amakhombi kuthiwa ayi hazard emgaqweni kusho ukuthi it's nothing vele ayisilo qiniso ngoba amakhombi bafuna kodwa bafuna uwafaka ngaphandle aphansi kwaZupco abakwefuna ukwenza ukukontrola amakhombi. So akusoqiniso lokho thina esaziyo esasuka kudala saqala sigada ama-Peugeot ama 404 ayesithwala singu-9 kumbe singu-11 amanye sihlezi ebhuthini ezilonke kule control kulomthetho sasifika edrobheni la makhombi abesifikisa edrobheni amakhombi aqale ukubaleka khathi esesevalwa esephoselwa lokho kwizinto okuhlaba amaviri esebothwa ebotshela ukuthi indaba ethwelwe abantu yikho besengena ngemgwaqo yona la itshoyo ubaba lo ukuthi angena ngemgwaqo engabula mvumo. So okunye okufunekayo ukuthi abantu nxa bebuya kuma-platform manje bakhuluma iqiniso xa bezabuya kuplatform enje bakhuluma into engayisiyo yiko kwenza abantu ba basole ukuthi uhulumende esilaye ukuthi uthi vele iqiniso ngalazi ngoba ukuthi baphila kwenye komunye umhlaba ongaphila abantu ngakubaba lwami yabuya khuluma iqiniso linjalo abe sekhuluma ama mistakes egovernment sibe le way forward but nxa ebuya ezetshela abantu into engayisiyo vele esitela thina esenze ngani thina siphila kwenye indizo siphila impilo esiyaziyo amakhombi vele besiwagada lakhathesi amakhombi ayasebenza but bafuna asebenze ngaphansi kwazulu yikho abanye abangazange barejiste bathatha amakhombi abo babeka ezindlini so uyabusithi umuntu onjalo aphile njani ethenga imota wayifaka emgaqweni wayirejista amakhombi siyakwazi ukuthi ama-association e-transport awemchovo ashiyeneyo barejistered kulana ama-association yindaba bengayi kuma-association lana bayowakhondema ukuthi lokhu elikwenzayo nxakurongo kodwa siyakwazi amakhombi wonke athwala 444 namanje asathwala njalo so lawa wathole athwala abantu abaningi yiwaphi
yes cela ukuthi uphonge ukuthi cha nje ngasekhiwa nxa usenelisa phonge ukuthi nje ngamafutshane
first, Mr. Tiwa, I'm saying this strike threat which was there achieved something because we saw yesterday after the strike notice, the government put a circular with the transport industry, all the transport players are now allowed to operate. So they had the transport threat. And they even put soldiers and the police, the support unit on the street. That means they had the transport notice, the strike notice. So they achieved something, although people, they didn't go to the street, but there was something which they achieved with that threat. And second, for that old man to tell us what combis are killing people, combis are overloading, but the same combis, they are putting those combis under Zuko and they are using the same drivers, the same conductors with the same load. Combis, we are not combis, they are running away from the police because they are arrested. But when the combis are allowed on the street, they don't run away from the police. And we know the police have got those spike things. They throw those spike things under the wheels when a combi is carrying 12, 15 passengers. I don't know how our Zimbabwean police operate. How do you carry those spike things and put under a passenger car carrying people? That's the government fault. That's what I said in the first time. This is not this transport issue was a minor transport problem. And it was created by the current government by stopping the combis or private operators to transport operators to operate.
Yeah. So, Siamuzo, we are calling Malapu Baba. Uti, Konokunji, Owens, Owan, Ukona, Kwezong, Kulumende, Iskatsi. Kungani sesichovile so ke sesiyanika lonke ke ama minutes amalutshwane each ukuthi likhulume lisitshele ukuthi kambe likubona njani okwenzakalayo mabela you can tip it
ayiwapho tingathi kunzwa vancumbe varikutaurawo
Nguluve
varikutaurawo maonero avo pamusoro penyaya iri kuitika yekushayikwa kwezvekufambisa sezvo nguva yedu yadyanana regaiti idzokere kuvanyarikani vedu vasara tingotarisa nyaya tingaitende kuna Dr. Mavaza tivabvunze zvataurwa navanguluve kuti aiwa kana pane chiri kutadzika tinofanira kunge tiri kubvunza hurumende nekuti hurumende yakati iyo vanhu vaunze makombi avo voaisa pasi pezvupo asi pane vamwe vatakataura navo nemusi wechishanu paprogiramu yedu imwe yelet's talk ngatikurukurei vanga vari kusouth africa vachiti vanga vane makombi avo 3 asi vakanzi tinenge tichikubhadharai nebhondi asi makombi vakatenga neus dollar nezvipo vakati vakatotora makombi vakanoapaka kumba ndosaka parishinal vari kuti vakamirira kuti vanzi kuti zvichafamba sei pane chasanduka here kuti makombi anenge achifamba sei
Mr. Mavaza, I think you can respond to that question quietly.
Thank you. Chekutanga kuti ati munhu vise kuti monetary policy handiyo yakonzera dambudziko remigwagwa makombi anobhadharwa nemari yemuZimbabwe nekuti vakanyorerana pasi chavangangoita vari zvemakombi kukumbira mari iri pamusoro hurumende yakabvuma kubva nezuro kuti ichaita review mari iri kubhadharwa vemakombi nevemabhazi vari pasi pezupko kana kombi yaenda pasi pezupu kana bhazi inenge ichiongororwa kuti yakanaka here inofamba zvakanaka here ende inotakura vanhu vanobvumirwa here ikapfuudza ipapo inobvisirwa license rayo. Ndosaka pane mutsauko wekuti kombi inenge isiri pasi pezupo inenge iri kuita madira ajojina madira tivhange kumhanya kwebenzi. Saka ikoko ndokwatakati hurumende ndokwayakasimuka ichirambidza. Chepiri kune vanhu vazhinji wa nemakombi yavo akanga akanyorwa pasi pezupo vakanopaka kumba havana kupaka nenyaya yekuti kuya mabhondi. Asi kune vashoma shoma njire dzakangotyawo dzakapaka nyaya yemabhondi. Vazhinji vakapaka kumba nenyaya yekuti vari kutiwo kana ari masikati makombi avo anenge apakwa vanongoshanda makuseni nemanheru saka hazvisi kwapamba mari yakanaka. Saka vaitova nani kusenza vari kunze kwezupo vachiita zvekubira vaive vaiwana mari. Hurumende zvayakaita kugadzirisa a way forward vatarisa Ministry of Transport ne Ministry of Local Government vaungane vasangane pamwe chete vagotarisa nzira yatingaiti yekupedza dambudziko remabhazi kutakura vanhu. Uyezve njanji yaane makore echitaurwa yekubva kuchitongudza kuenda kuHarare inenge yatanga kugadzirwa ivo vatopinda muna August inoyo zvoreva kuti patinosvika kuna 2023 inenge yava kutofamba. Tane chitima chinobva muHarare chichienda muchitungwiza chinogona kutakura vanhu vanopfuura 5,000 panguva imwe chete zvinova zvinotibatsira kutapudza dambudziko remumugwagwa. Uyezve kune chitima chinowani chakatengwawo chinofanira kubva muHarare chichienda kumabvuku nechinobva muHarare chichienda kunosvika kuna Namufakosi kana kuNotoni. Dziri kugadzirwa chitsva kwete changa chiripo changa chimushandiswa mazuva ano asi kune zvinowani zviri kuuya. Njanji dzava under rehabilitation dziri kugadzirwa saka hurumende haina kungogara pasi iri kuita basa. Dambudziko ratinaro ndine vanhu vanenge vana ngurube vanoda kungoshora hurumende pane chinhu chisina kana maturo. Hurumende haina chayatadza nekuti manga manejika kenjika ake madiro ajojina anga akuitwa nevatyairi vemakombi. Zvinosuwisa kuona murume mukuru anenge vangurube achitaura kuti taifarira kugara mumapidio 4410. Zvinonyadzisa murume mukuru
does the government admit that certain things are really not going well? Let's be honest, Dr. Mavazakwe. This issue on railway lines.
Gibbs.
No, that has been rehabilitated. There's no money.
You are mistaken. The government admits there is a transport problem. That's why they have relaxed the monopoly of ZUPCO. The government admits that the ZUPCO, train stations, the trains will be alleviating a lot of our problems. So because of that nature, the trains, there are trains coming, a new train which will ply Harare Mavuku, and a new train which will ply Harare up to Noton, and those are being sorted out as we speak.
Dr. Mombasa, I'm not cutting you off. I think let's give Mr. Chokora just some seconds, because we're remaining with only a few seconds. Can you react to what Dr. Mombasa is saying there?
Vamavaza vakugona vari kubvuma kuti there is a crisis in our transport sector, but there is also a crisis everywhere in our economy, in our education, in our health. There is a crisis everywhere in Zimbabwe.
So he just disappeared. I think he's back. Okay, continue.
Yes.
He just disappeared.
So Zimbabwe is a country in crisis. Yeah, let me just finish by thanking once again our students, you know, that they've remained resolute and called for the stay away, and now we have seen that the government has given in and allowed private transport operators to come in. I want to urge them to continue fighting, and we'll continue to stand with them in solidarity as we fight for fees to fall, because right now students can't go to school because they can't afford the fees. Even those in secondary schools and primary schools, they can't afford the fees. Even the teachers that are teaching the children, they cannot afford to pay the school fees for their own children. It's the same schools that they are teaching in. So we need to continue fighting so that school fees falls or school fees goes to levels that are affordable by ordinary Zimbabweans.
Yes, normally if it was a soccer match, Dynamos versus Chiretsi FC or Highlanders, I think Mr. Mavaza will agree with me that that would be a very good match. Highlanders versus Dynamos, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, even Mr. Zogora. I think you two can agree on that, you know, but we're out of time, so there's no extra time. So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simbama Baza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizen Coalition for Change, Mr. Sipongulube, who is in South Africa, and Mr. Bongani Ncube, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. I'm signing off from Washington, D.C. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Kipanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night.